This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang province and we're visiting the Zhaohe Ruins, 13 kilometers west of Turfan. The ruins are located on the flat summit of an island of windblown loess between two branches of the Yarnaz River. Like the ruins of Gaochang east of Turfan, the rubble that remains of Zhaohe dates back 1,000 years to the Tang and Song dynasties, before the city was put to the sword by the Mongols in the 13th century. Due to its natural limitations, Zhaohe was never as big as Gaochang, and its population never numbered more than 5,000 or 6,000, about a tenth of Gaochang's. But it was one of the more prosperous cities on this part of the Silk Road, and its ruins are in far better shape than those of its bigger neighbor to the east. After hiking up the trail that led to the top, we passed through what used to be the city gate, leaned into the wind, and walked down the main street. In ancient times, the street was the city's main marketplace and lined with shops and stalls. It was 10 meters wide and extended 350 meters into the heart of the city. It ended not at a government building, but at the front steps of the city's biggest Buddhist temple. As we walked around the ruins, we were surprised by the number of temples and stupas that once covered the island's summit. Zhaohe was only 1,700 meters long and less than 300 meters across, but we counted half a dozen temples and twice as many stupas. Apparently, at least during one of its later phases, Zhaohe's main function must have been that of a religious sanctuary. And pilgrims take note, the ground is still littered with shards of Tang Dynasty temple tiles, the oldest and cheapest souvenirs you're likely to put in your pocket on the Silk Road. This is Bill Porter.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's Journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road.